Good. So let's start with the Tosis again quickly. Tosis begins, and the Gemara raised the question, how could Rabbi Yochanan have a Zayas Meluach and they remove the pit and still make a Bracha Acharayin on it? Because he would have a Pachos Mikashir. So the Gemara, Arsa the Bavli says, he began with a large olive. So when he removed the pit, it was still a shear of a zayas. So Taisva says that it has to be only by a bracha acharayna, because by a bracha rishayna, there's no requirement of a shear that we discussed on Thursday, that also lihonos ba'olam hazeh, and hana can be a pachis mikashir. A ma'is achila requires shear. Okay, we discussed on Thursday with the pshat and a ma'is achila means that it's an achila chashuva. Because whether the achila birkas hamozain is defined differently, whether it's defined achila kamoish v'chol haterakula, or whether it would be defined as an achila chashuva because it's an achila that provides the nasa sviya. But the Taisus goes back, going back to the Taisus, says that Al Kain Yeshli Zoher. And again, when it comes to our Bracha Achrayna, I will be Bracha Shali Achrayna, Ve'ina and Shir Mole Lugma. Mole Lugma, the Achrayna say, is the Shir that gives some kind of Yishuv Adas. So the Gemara says, Al Kain Yeshli Zoher. The Taisus says, Lishtois mikoy shel bracha mole lugmav. So the halacha is that we have a din of a koy shel bracha. We are most familiar with the koy shel bracha when it comes to Kiddush. And the Medrash halacha says, Zachreyu, Zachoris and Meshavas lekachri, Zachreyu al hayayim. So that there is a din to have a koy shel bracha after saying Kiddush. There's a din of being Mekadosh. When we say Kiddush during Shemayin Esrei Mekadosh, we are Mekayim the mitzvah day rice of Kiddush. But there's another mitzvah de Rabbanon to make Kiddush Mamokim Suda. And then there's another din de Rabbanon to have Kiddush, then another din, Kadshayu al Akois. Right? So that according to Roy, Verb Rishayim is a din de Rabbanon, and Zachreya Layayin is an Asmachta. I think there's one Shita. In the beginning of Nazir, Taisus has in the Omid base, I think Dalit or something, there's one Shita that Koishel Bracha by Birkas by Kiddush the Day Raisa. But Reuben the Reuben Rishonim say that Zachrei Olayayin is an Asmachta. That what's the idea of Zachrei Olayayin? So it means that when I'm Mekadesh, I give the Kiddush more Chashivas by having. In modern times, you're having a toast, right? By in the secular world, you can give somebody can wish somebody well, but if you wish somebody well with a toast, that's a more choshev wish. So we have a similar idea, right? Where it comes from us that if a person you have in European culture, so you can European Jewish culture, you can wish somebody well, or you can wish somebody with a lachayim. Same concept that Rav Pinkus writes that if the idea is that if I provide you with a lechayim, then your bracha will be a more heartfelt bracha. So that's how that came about. But lechayim, it all comes back to the idea of a kosher bracha. We pointed out it may all come back to the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov, that there he didn't ask for wine, but the malach brought wine. So it could go back to that Lanias Daiti. But we have it then that when it's machshev and bracha by having a koishul bracha next to the bracha. And lechor that goes back to the first omen of Kesed Mevarchin, that Shira Layayin, that in Beis HaMikdash, they connected giving Shira with having some wine by the Mizbeach. So Chazal connected having Shira, right? When says Shira when Bishas Yishayin Levana, so the having the wine is a way of eliciting some Shira. So when Chazal wanted to make sure Again, here it's one has to be magdir. Let's get into the sugya. That koishal bracha, they wanted to either make sure that there was some element of simcha with the mitzvah, or there was some yishuv hadas with the mitzvah. So you attach the koishal bracha to it. So when we make kiddush, kadshev aliyayin, that when we are mekadesh Shabbos, we're mekadesh Shabbos with chashivas, with simcha, with shavadas, tarachin, exactly what the nakuda is. But because of that nakuda, whether it's shira, whether it's shavadas, whether it's whatever it is, by simply having a taste of wine, a te'imus yayin, or even having a shtiyas yayin, which is mechayiv, a bracha rishayin, that doesn't give what a kashal bracha is supposed to provide. That's Alpi Rav. That's the mahalach that Tosfos is taking. So therefore we have a din that Chazal were misaken certain mitzvahs to make a bracha ala kais. So one is by bris milah is a bracha ala kais. By under the chup is a bracha ala kais. Pinyin ben is a bracha ala kais. Havdalah is a bracha ala kais. Right? So these are things which have become so natural to us, we don't appreciate that it's a takanas chazal. I can make Havdalah without a bar piya gafen. I can make the bracha. But chazal and misak, chazal with many mitzvahs chazal are not misak and alakais. It's not alakais, it's not chanukah, it's not alakais. You could have had a bar piya gafen there also. Just like you have a bar piya gafen legabe pinyin ben, you can have a bar piya gafen, but the neighbor's chanukah. Chazal are not misak. Certain mitzvahs, Chazal and Mesakin to make the mitzvah together with the bracha l'kais, and the one that we are most familiar with is Birchas Nisuin. Okay, so now the din is Chazal and Mesakin, which is part of the bracha l'kais, the Mesakin to have a bracha, to have a mole lugma. So Tosfos says that Avol b'bracha shel achar avinu and shir mole lugma v'al kein yesh lizor lishtois mikoy shel bracha mole lugma v'kedei sheyivarech liachar meyein sholish brachas. That Tosfos says that's why you have to be careful. If you have less than a mole lugma, so if you have a te'ima ba'alma, so, I don't mean halacha time of poilate, time, so that's on chayim and a bracha. But if you have a small amount less than mole lugmav, so you're not going to be chayim and a bracha achrayna. So Tosfos says you should be careful. L'chayra, what Tosfos means, right? L'chayra, al ken yesh li zar li shtois mi koishal bracha mole lugmav kedei she yivarech li achra mi ein sholesh brachis. So l'chayra, what Tosfos is saying is one of two things. Either Tosfos is saying, don't get caught in a safek. Don't be in a situation where you have a shtiya, which is when it comes to achila, so we know achila's kazai is chazal and misakin. But maybe by a shtiya is a little bit different. How do you transfer achila's kazai to a shtiya? So chazal gave us the shir mali lugma. So don't get stuck in a gray area. Or chazal were saying that once you're going to be drinking enough for yishuv hadas, for simcha, so make sure you have enough for a bracha. So to make sure that is the din, avol bebracha shaliyachimav binin shir mali lugmav, al ken yish li zoyer, lishtais mi koy shal bracha. In other words, a person is then from this world, l'char, there should be a bracha achrein as well. So Rabbi Kivaker says, look at Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Tosfos addresses the shita of Rabban Gamliel, that one would say birchas hamazon on peiros shenishtabcha ben eretz Yisrael. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Sorry, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The bottom Tosfos. So Tais at the bottom of the Omid raises the question that Rabbi Gamliel, why did he not get stuck in a loop when it came to a koishal bracha? Vim Taima Rabbi Gamliel the Omar Sholesh Bracha Shleimos v'Savale de Mizamden al Sheva Minim isavale de Bracha to Nekais imkain Yezamnu. Gamliel held you have to make a Birkas Hamazon on the Sheva Peiros. So you have to make a Birkas Hamazon on wine. Now, if you make a Birkas Hamazon on wine, and you hold that you have to, that ideally your Birkas Hamazon should be over a Kaisel Bracha. Again, if the halach is that you have to be birkas hamazon on wine, and then that we assume that whenever there's a birkas hamazon, there's a din zimun to conjoin several people together, and whenever there's a zimun, it should be a zimun alakoyz. So then, Rabbi Gamliel will get stuck in a loop. Three guys are sitting together. They had enough wine for a birkas hamazon, so they have a birkas hamazon ala kois, and they drink a mole lugma and invite their birkas hamazon until they run out of wine, right? So im kenya zamnu li'ailam. So we must have made a mistake in understanding Rabbi Gamliel's din, because lo yitachin. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel's shita is you don't have to drink from the kashal bracha. You have to have the kais in front of you. There's no din of shtiya. You're machshiv by having the kais in front of you. Moshe l'mo'adavar doim, we'll discuss with Hashem in a blad, is lechem mishnah and Shabbos. Is the din that you have to eat from both lechomim, from both loaves. Or the din is the second loaf has to be there in front of you. So we know that we pass in halacha l'maisa that as long as the second loaf is in front of you. Why is that called lechem mishnah, just sitting in front of you? Chazal misakein that you have, as long as the lechem mishnah is there, you are mazkir the nes of the mon. You don't have to eat it. That's a machlokes, we'll discuss it. So now the same thing with the kosher bracha. So what is machshiv this bracha? So we learn what's machshiv the bracha is that you drink from it. We learn you machshiv the bracha because it's shira and because it's haidam or yishavadas. But Taisva says it could be that Rav Gamliel shita is a kosher bracha means you have the kosher sitting in front of you, but lav tavli you have to drink from it. Vim toimar mikol mokim la oisayam ivarech shu toyim. Tzorech levarech pam acheres, but Taisva says that might be good for all the other participants in the zimun, but for the mezamein, for the mevarech, so he's speaking a bracha lakois. So shutayim tzorech levarech pam acheres. Im kein ein ledover soif. Yishloimer heicha de ein a sheise bekvius. Rak mol le lugmav. Moide Rabbi Gamliel dim le kein. They have a lay, sorry, they have a lay. In other words, if I'm sitting around and we're spending time together and we're having what we call in the contemporary time, we're sitting and having drinks. So we're drinking bikvius. So then one makes a birkas hamazon. But if one's having drinking only to give kavod, so that doesn't get it, birkas hamazon, right? In other words, what's the pshat? The pshat is that Rabbi Gamliel must hold that the din they write so that you have to make shalish brachas al hayayin. But Chazal are misaking two kinds of shalish brachas. They're misaking the full shalish brachas of birkas hamazon. Torah says shalish brachas. Chazal told us how to make the shalish brachas. So Chazal said that when it comes, they said they've acquainted Rabban Gamil Tunis Chayis. They have the mole and the kotzer. So the mole was meant for when a person is having achila sviya. But when's having an achila, which is lakovin, so then for that Chazal minaseach the din de rais of shalish brachos with a v'kitzer to get into one nusach. So Tosfos says it could be that Rambam Gamliel will make that distinction that v'mkein and v'mishlam and heicha the ena sheisa b'kviyas rak mole lugmav. Right. In other words, Tosfos says that there's no give on Rambam Gamliel shita. His shita is that midei rice you have to make shalish brachas and yayin, right? And lechayra, there's no give on that when you have zimun, you should make a bracha lakois. We have stopped doing that because there was a time. I believe the reason is there was a time when wine was very expensive. The Gemara's time. The Gemara says that they stopped. They cut back on many kosher bracha. So the Rishonim say, but now that wine is no longer so expensive, so we should go back to having, doing our Birkas HaMozin B'Zimun Alakos. So we have adopted that primarily for Shabbos, to have Birkas HaMozin Alakos B'Zimun. Okay? Probably because, probably, I'm totally speculating that just the way that we live our lives, it wouldn't be good for us to, you know, to get checked out after lunch, right? So it wouldn't be so good to get checked after dinner either. So so we've adopted it on Shabbos. Okay, so now Tosfos says what it so but. Ram Gamliel may hold either Zochi of Shti on a Keshel Bracha, or he may hold that since the Keshel Bracha was not in the course of an Achalta V'Savata, it was in the course of Achalta V'Kibarata, V'Achalta V'Tia V'Techabiris and Mitzvah. So that's a different kind of a din. So for that, Ram Gamliel said, the bracha achmin sholish. Then Taisa says v'chiles le'rav Gamliel a bracha achmin sholish v'shulmokim. Taisa says there is a bracha achmin sholish. There is an alagevim avri gefen. The Gemara discusses it. So Rav Gamliel, when was your bracha achmin sholish? Why would Chazal be misakim? Are we saying that Rav Gamliel was in denial? There was no such thing as a bracha achmin sholish. So Taisa says no. Rav Gamliel was mechadesh that. When my shtiyas yayin, when my shiva svinim shidishtav gonna to stroll is kiderach achilu sviya kumesh kosum, then there's a bracha, a full bracha main shalish. But when the achila, the shtiya was bedera, was for kovin, it wasn't mitaras achilu sviya. So then chazal, we're minaseach a bracha main shalish. Okay? So now our Tosfos says, So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look at this Tosfos. So Lach Eira, this Tosfos is saying, is pointing out to us that the Bracha la Kois, according to Rabbi Gamliel, right? According to Gamliel, the Bracha Lach Eira, it tastes, you know, Rabbi Kiva Eger just says Ayin. What's clear from this Tosfos is that Tosfos holds that Gamliel held that the bracha meyein sholayish was established for new a bracha lakais, right? So that means, and that's what Tosfos is concluding, that you have to say because v'chiles lei there's a bracha meyein sholayish. So when did Rabbi Gamliel have a bracha mein sholish? So it must be that Chazal are misakein a bracha mein sholish for a bracha lakois. Because otherwise you get stuck in a loop. Right? So vayistachais, the what? That you're supposed to have a kois, a mole lugma for kois shal bracha good, that we know. But apparently one should be machayev oneself in saying a bracha acharina for a bracha alak for a kois shel bracha. And vayis tachayis is make sure you have a mole lugmav. So what's Taisa saying? Make sure you have a mole lugmav. That's the din of a kois shel bracha. So what's Tosfos adding in our sugya? So Tosfos is adding in our sugya that apparently Chazal wanted you to make a bracha achrayna, a kosher bracha. Because it's hard to imagine that this nekuda of Gamliel's chiddush. I mean, it's possible. But why would Rav Gamliel be the only one who is a stickler for making a bracha on a kosher bracha? According to Rav Gamliel, that Chazal were misakin a bracha specifically for a kosher bracha. So that means that they wanted a bracha, they wanted you to make a bracha acharon, a kosher bracha. That stam to give chashivas by being machayimi to be nenim in olam hazeh and not expect that you'll make a bracha achrayin is lay tachin. In our minds, so we think differently because we have this aversion for benching. So in our minds, the idea of that lay tachin, you'll be nenim in olam without a bracha achrayin, with a full blown achrayin, we don't buy into that. But that's, we don't appreciate it. But that's what Tosfos Lechavra is saying. Right? Hey, yais, that's what Rav Gamliel's nekud is. Look over there. Because there you'll see that Tosfos says Rav Gamliel holds that Chazal were misakin a bracha achrayin of a kosher bracha. If he holds they're misakin a bracha of a kosher bracha, Lechavra stands to reason. Everybody holds you should make a bracha achrayin and a kosher bracha. Right? Now, halacha lemais had a bris. So I'd always, when I would make the bar priya gofen, so I'd have a te'ima. I'd have enough to justify the bracha rishayna. But I wasn't makbid to have a bracha to be makbid the bracha achrayna. Then I saw that Rav Shechter's makbid to drink, it's not an easy thing by a bris. Because very often the Bali Bris bring, for some reason, they think that this is the one time you have to have especially sweetened, heavy-duty Concord wine. And it's mamash in the morning. It's a terrible situation. So having a team was difficult. But you can imagine an empty stomach in the morning having a Bali Lugma. Perlach. But I saw Rav Shechter's makbid, and I mentioned it's one of the Moilim, and he said, yeah. And he said, he remembered Aaron Soloveitchik was also makbid to drink, and he said he couldn't believe it, because Aaron Soloveitchik was an older man already, and he could hardly walk, and he gets the mirza, and he takes the kush. So Lachar, that's what's happening. Lachar, what's happening is that by the kushal bracha of a bris milah, so one's supposed to be mechayiv oneself in making the bracha achrayna, mali lugmav, right? So that's what our Tosfos is pointing out. V'lachein al kein yesh li zor lishdais mikoshel bracha mali lugmav kedei shivach achrayna mi'ein shalish brachis. So is the Gemara just pointing out don't get involved in a suffix bracha? So Bikivegar says, no. What Tosfos is pointing out, that it's very shaykh to say that Chazal were misakin a kosher bracha means you're saying a barib yagaf and you're being shoyzeh to be machshiv, and then you're further being machshiv in the event by saying a birchas a bracha chreinah. That's all part of the event, right? Yeah, okay. Menachem.
So would this Tosfos be saying that it's only by a kosher bracha that you have to be machmir, but if I was just drinking like orange juice or water, I wouldn't have to have a malay lugma in order to be mechayiv of bracha achrona? Is that the point we're trying to make?
No.
Why isn't that
connection? No. Second. This, what we're saying is that when it comes to orange juice and you have a malay lugma, you have to... Whoa. Hold on a second. But this... Tosfos is saying that
why does Tosfos Davka point out a kosher bracha? Is that like fukai, any other drink that you're going to have that you don't have to have a malibu or to require bracha
or even wine?
No. This is saying that. No, again, I'm missing something over here. We're talking about the bracha achrayna, okay? So bracha achrayna for amoitzi, the mechayiv is a kizayis, right? Now, what's the bracha achrayna? What's the mechayiv achila for the sheva peros shnishav neres yisrael? So kizayis, right? What's the mechayiv of the liquid form of the peros shnishav neres yisrael? Mali lugma. Okay. Now, your question is like a doubly loaded question. You're asking, what's the din when I have something where the bracha achrayna is bari nefashos? All right? That's what you're asking.
Yeah,
why Tosfos is addressing having wine, because wine is going to be the same, is going to be the liquefied form of the perish and shavon eretz Yisrael. The liquid form of a kezias. So here we're saying, when it comes to solids, then it's kezias. When it comes to liquids, it's mole lugma. Okay, next. Now Tosfos says, so far, we would conclude that you need a mole lugma, which is right revius, for the bracha achrayna of wine. Okay, now Tosfos says that when it comes to a kosher bracha, so then you should be careful to mechayiv yourself in a bracha achrayna. Okay? Now, so orange juice is, where's orange juice over here?
No, I just confused why Tosfos specifically noted that kosher bracha, you need to make sure that you have a malibu.
Correct. So why is Tosfos doing that?
What?
So why is Tosfos doing that? Right?
Yeah.
So we're explaining that Tosfos is saying that. That's L'chayra, that was Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger said, Ayin mit Tosfos Dav Lam Zayin. Okay, now you're on your own. So L'chayra, what Rabbi Kiva Eger is pointing out to us is that part of the takana of a kosher bracha is to make a bracha achrayna. All right? So Tosfos is saying, Davka by kosher bracha, make sure you're machayv yourself in a bracha acharoin. Now, there probably is another concern in halacha to make sure you don't get involved in suffik brachas, suffik chayv, suffik potter. Okay, so then that would apply to wine. Now, orange juice. Okay, now what's the din lagavi orange juice? So look, here's a very important nakuda that Menachem is being alluding to, and that is that when would you have a kosher bracha on orange juice?
No.
Was that?
On orange juice?
Yeah.
Whenever
you don't have wine, you don't have wine available, then you make a kosher bracha on chamar medina, right? But Rav Moshe says it means really not available. Rav Moshe writes that come back Abdullah, last time the person comes back to Abdullah, he doesn't have wine in the house. He says, you can buy wine, the liquor store is still open. You can't go to the fridge and pull out the orange juice and pull out, you got to go to the store and buy wine. You know, that's a Chamar Medina was when wine is not available or when a person can't have wine, he can't tolerate wine, then it's grape juice. But stumped to pull out Chamar Medina, so that's incorrect. Ad kadei kach, maybe in a summer Shabbos, the store isn't open anymore, maybe. But if you have to ask a neighbor, Rashi was held very strongly, Chamar Medina is not stumped. People often make it when it comes to Abdullah. Who's that? That's a very good question. Not so posh. No, grape juice is not a chamar medina, but it might be yayin. That's the question. It might be yayin.
Hey,
right, grape juice might be yayin. That's the only guy in Schiddush. Yeah. No, so Menachem is saying, what's the din if there is no wine available? So you have to, so using chamar, what is chamar medina's machloikis? Where the chamar medina means something that people drink in order to be refreshed, to be hydrated, or is chamar medina something people drink as a social drink? Right? In other words, like, so that's what, in my opinion, Lanias Daiti, your best chamar medina is like iced tea or a Coke, because people drink Coke or iced tea both as a to get to lischazek, and they also drink it as a social drink. And orange juice is I'm not sure. Maybe if it's first thing in the morning, and I don't know if people have business meetings have oranges. I don't know. All right, beer. L'chayra has a similar, because beer. So some people, when they're exhausted, there's the American thing of after come back from a hockey game and you sit down, you open up a cold beer. So that l'chayra is might also satisfy both requirements of the chamar medina. Maybe that's where it comes from. So Menachem is pointing out a good ha'ara that l'chayra the din mole lugmav is, as the achronim say, the yusuf idata, the gevshira. Because when it comes to chamar medina, you're going to make a bar in a fashis, even if it's less than a mole lugmav. All right? That's a good horror. So the horror was saying two things. We're saying that mole lugmav is shira, is yusuf idas, and Mole Lugmav also, as Taisva says, was L'chayiv Bracha. Okay, it's a good Ara. Good. Ari.
Two things. One, I don't think you mentioned before, Ravias is Ravias something about
Shias.
What's the difference between
Ravias
and
Mole Lugmav? Yeah, Mole Lugmav is, that's what we're going to discuss.
Okay. Also,
yeah.
Well, we mentioned that Ravias.
That's the. That's what we're going to discuss. Go ahead, yeah.
All right, the other thing is, when Rabbi mentioned earlier in the meal, possibly, that you make up Me'eshosh, but then you come up in the bar of Me'eshosh, is dafka for when you're reading wine for kosher bracha. But the Gemara that Rabbi explicitly mentions, like, Me'eshosh on wine. It's the Deku Me'eshosh is on the Al-Nechio and on Peros. Those are the by the way, it's also online. So,
I'm assuming the Tesis holds that Al Peiros is only Yayin. In other words, I'm assuming the Tesis is saying that Hayos, that Yayin is a form of Peiros and Ishtanu. So, I'm assuming that Tesis is saying that there is a Bracha Main Shalosh called Yayin, and then Chazal sharpened the Nusach.
And the Gra is a Girsa that it
does
include
Yayin. Say
it again? The Gra is a Girsa in the
Gemara
that it does include
Yayin. Okay. Okay, so either way it works. Yeah, good. Yeah.
I was talking last time how it's like the fact that Tosis throws in this whole thing about Shasia and Mali Lidmar.
Yeah.
Seems out of place.
Yeah.
So I get that we're going through this whole thing about Kosha Bracha, but still, what does that have to do with Argamara? Argamara seems to just be about Achila and Kazayas. Like, well, why is he not talking about
Molly Lidmar's
back on?
Okay, good. That's what the connection between Revius and we'll come to it. Yeah, yeah.
Similar to Ira saying, but why? We think that the Revius is equal to
Kazayas. Good. Okay, that's
but
what we're coming to.
I think
this book,
Kazayas is equal to
Molly Lidmar?
Or are we saying like
this? Ladina was saying that. Okay. Marie Haya Oimer, Ben Bari Nefoshes, Kaven the Lav. Birocha chashuvi, afilu bebotzer mishiura mevarchina on bari nefashis rabbis. V'loy nira, they came in the bari nefashis tiknu kineged ala gefen keichid ala gefen boi shiura bari nefashis. Rabbis nami boi shiura. Okay, now we can now appreciate the flow of this taismus, right? For me, Aya Aimer, that you can make a bracha achrayna if you have pachis mikashir. The bar nefashes came to lav bracha chashuv, afil babasim yishu'ur mabarchen, bar nefashes. So Taish is saying the reed did not require a mole lugmav for a koishal bracha, because he held that as long as you have enough to give yishavadas and you had to be say a had to have enough to be machayev a bracha achrayna. So we said you don't have to be makbid mole lugmav, right? Vari haya aimer bar nefashes came to lav bracha chashuva. They gave under bar nefashes to knew can neged ala gefen ki eichin ala gefen boy shir bar nefashes rabbi is not me boy shira. So Tosfos says no, bar nefashes is not as we discussed last week at Takana. It's a full fledged in the rabbanon and it's kein the other in the rabbanon. Okay, in the day raisa. So bar nefashes also would not, you would not be mechuyev in pachis mishir. So hodra dina leduchta that a kosher bracha requires a male lugmav. Or Yerushalmi, that's the first ta'ara of the Taisus. All right. Correct. The first ta'ara of Taisus is like Rashi. We are talking about bracha acharena. Second ta'ara of Taisus. When was bracha acharena a chiyuv? Other than the chiyuv of Birkas Hamazon, other than the chiyuv of a bracha meyin shalish, right? When was there? Taisa saying, when is there a chiyuv bracha achrayna other than a person eating in the course of eating, when a person was drinking to give kavi to a bracha, kavi to a mitzvah? And then apparently Chazal or Misakein, that one has to make a bracha achrayna. So now Tosfos is saying, so therefore make sure you have the shiur that's machayev a bracha achrayna. Either Ri would say you don't have to be machayev that. The Ri would say no, that's machlokes. The Ri would say you don't have to have a shiur of shtia kedei lachayev a bracha mein shalish, because you're going to say a bracha nefosh anyway. That's the machlokes of shaynim. But it's going to be right to go back, it's going to thread through the question of how much, what kind of a bracha, right? So this nekuda, now that you see it in context, this would be Kivager's comment, so now coming back to Menachem. So the Gemara says, the Tosfos went the exact same place Menachem went to. What happens if I have a orange juice? I'm going to make a bracha nefashes anyways. So it sounds like from Tosfos, that's not a bad svara. Legabe, wine, it won't help you. Because the Tosfos rejects the Ri's halacha that you make a bar nefashos as a default even for bracha mein shalish. Tosfos is not. The Ri says that bracha bar nefashos is your ultimate default. Pachis mikashir, right? The Ri held bar nefashos was a loy klum, not a bracha chashuva. So whenever there's no din of making a bracha, you make a bracha nefashos, whenever. And the Tosfos says, no. Bracha nefashos was a din de Rabbanan, Chazal or Misakein. And since they were Misakein it was Ke'en every day. Right? It's not a default. So when you have meat and potatoes, and Chazal are not Misakein and bracha chreina, okay, then bracha nefashos. But when you're having wine, Chazal weren't misaking another bracha achareinu for wine. We have a bracha achareinu for wine. All right? So how do you say, look, what's the real nekuda of here? Well, not the real nekuda. What's the nekuda that Tosfos is focusing on right now? When you have a chamar bedina, bracha alakois. So Tosfos says you have to have a moli lugmav. Tosfos, as long as you mukhiv in a bracha achrayna. Okay, so that's the first ha'ara of Tosfos is a ha'ara on bracha ala kais. So what did we leave open? The relation between mole lugmav and revius. All right, it's right revius. I have to explain a little bit better. Next nakuda. How does the Yerushalmi and the Bavli relate? Okay. So that is Rabbi Yisham Rabbi Yechon Heichi Baruch Azayis Haloi Havi Shiura Uka Omar Mishum Birya Dafil Layochel Le Predachas Shal Onove Predachas Shal Rimon Boy Broche Mishum De Bebirya Mevarchin Afilu Pochis Mikazayis Vechoyle Kal Gmor Didon Kedemash Mahocha Imkain Ein Halocha Kemoise Shal Yerushalmi Rabbi Yose Yemefar Shalmi Ein Achoyle. Ein a chaylek ala gemar shalonu dachamari shu usra garinim v'nimlachim kein lehoya kibriyosei aval amachlu sholem afilim hoya preda acha shalom yimonu merchalot techilu v'seif v'gemar yisham yisavu shazayis yisholem l'chach utzuch letaris v'oisinyi dachla preda dibiria v'einan chaylkum yachad. Okay, so now the next nukuda tesis is, what's the din of Birya? Right? So Yerushalmi says that when we explain Rabbi Gamliel's din, we explained it as being Machshava Birya, Afilu Preda Shel Rimon, when it makes a Bracha Acharina, right? And our Gemara says, doesn't have the Birya way out. Our Gemara says, no, that he actually had a Kazayas. So lechayra, so the two ways of pshat in this, in the Bavli Yerushalmi, either they are complimenting or they're being chaylik. If they're being chaylik, so that means that our Gemara does not accept the idea. Again, let's say it correctly. It means that our Gemara doesn't have the idea that having a beria is a mechayiv and bracha in and of itself. You have to have a kizayis. And the Yerushalmi says that a beri is mechayiv. If the two gemaras are not being choylek, shehusra mehocha mari shehusra garinen v'nimlach. The situation, the two separate stories. Lu Yitzuyer, it wasn't the Kazayas Meluach who would answer, Kibri Yosei. But we can't ask that because it's Kazayas Meluach, and who would put a olive with a pit inside brine to make it Meluach? So we explained what's the machlekes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, if there is a machlekes. So if you hold that only a kezayis and there's no din of beria, so that means the achila is achila b'teresviya. So it doesn't matter if it's a beria or not. A preda shel rimon is not going to be masviya. So it has to be, so the chazal were misakin, then achila chashuva Ke'ein l'chashivas l'tatarisit. The chatarisit l'chashivas of sviya. So Chazal lowered it. Doesn't have to be a chashivas of sviya, but it has to be a choshev of ma'is achila. All right, what's a choshev of ma'is achila? Look, the Rebbeinu Shem defined the choshev of ma'is achila. The Rebbeinu Shem defined that if a person has a k'zayis nevela, he gets oinshin. So the Rebbeinu Shem told us what's choshev. So there's a chashivas of sviya and there's chashivas. The Rebbeinu Shem defined the chashivas. Masha'ina Kain, if you say like the Rishalmi, that means Chazal or Misakein, that the Chashivas of an object can be defined by the Briya. And that we explain ties in, is related to, the two approaches we had in Bracha Rishayna. Right, I still have to connect the dots between Bracha, Bishen, and Bracha Chayin, and that will still do Mirz Hashem. Good. What's next?
Yosef.
Got it. So he would hold that the Mechayev could either, that Achila can either be Chosh because of the hanada the person is getting, the ma'aseh chilul person, and also in terms of being machshav a part of the bria, a dover shalim in the bria. Va'oid yesh v'rishalim eichad avarach atur musa lemichle v'nofal miyode v'shokal achrina boi bruchei zimna achrisa yuparach ma'ishna me'yemes ha'mayim pirish nevavarach lishtois v'hani ozli v'hani achrina ninu v'in sarach levarach pa'am acheres v'mishani hocha ha'vidaitim mitchilu lezeh sheyedeya sheyelchu len avu v'tur musa lo yoda sheyiblu miyodov v'yoymer. Yishalmi says that a person is about to have a termusa, and the termusa is nafal miyodei. So now he has to have another bracha.
Yishona?
L'chor bracha Yishona? Heicha de baruch at termusa, lemichle. So it's bracha Yishona. V'nafal miyodei. V'shokol achrina boi bruchei zim nachris uparach ma'ishnami yamasamayim. The Gemara says two possibilities. Either his das is on the water that's coming down, so his das, right, hani ozim hani achrina ninu vein tzorach levarach pam macheres. ומשן החבי בדייתם מתחילו לזה, שידע שילכו להן. אבל בתמוסה לא ידע שיפלו מי ידע. So what Tzeis is asking, what Tzeis is pointing out of here, that when I make a bracha rishayna, so my bracha rishayna is chal on the item that I am eating, the item that I am holding, or the bracha mishaynas chal on the water that is at least out there, but not in front of me. And the chayra ad kirei kach, that if the item on which I made this bracha is not befonav, so then the bracha is a bracha levatola, even though the bracha relates to all the food that I'm going to eat. So a bracha rishoina, according to this tesis, we'll discuss it at length, but it's a very important yesod. That a bracha rishayna has a two-step, Chazal and Misakin, a two-step approach to bracha rishayna. One is that if I have a bowl of fruit and a bowl of apples, so I have to identify one apple that I'm going to eat first, and the bracha is chal on that apple. And once the bracha is chal on that apple, then the bracha is chal and allows me to eat the entire dish of apples. Right? And ad kidei kach, that if I can have a bowl of apples in front of me, but if I identify one apple and that apple falls before I'm able to be nene from the apple, so my bracha was not chal on the first apple. So the bracha rishayna is first chal on one piece of food, which I'm supposed to identify. And what is chal, so then it's chal in another way to the rest of those items which can be included by that bracha. And it's not to me to eat all the borei priyot that's bedati in front of me. The Tosva says that's legabe a bracha rishayna. So bracha rishayna So why shouldn't so the Tosfos says that my bracha rishona is I'm mechuyev in a bracha rishona even without any shir, right? But I still have to have identified l'chayra an item on which the bracha will be chal. And that item has to be befonim. So, l'chayra, if I didn't identify one particular apple, then you're right. But if I pulled out an apple and I'm holding it, then l'chayra, it's chal.
Can't hold it and also make it chal on the whole. What do we can bracha on? A
bunch of apples
from Eretz Yisrael. Oh. Yeah, I think, for example, let's say a person... I think you're right. If I don't identify, I'm supposed to identify one particular item in which the bracha can be chal. But in a chanami, if I don't do that, then the bracha is chal and everything is in front of me. Correct. But once I do make the bracha and it's chal, so then it's chal lahatir. Yeah.
That can also be the difference between anas amayim. Like if you drink, I don't know. I feel like the normal way to drink from a water fountain is like you turn it on first and then
you're supposed to. Yes,
you're supposed to.
The sign says.
The one by body.
Yeah, everywhere.
I don't need to drink.
So has it related?
No, sometimes if you're turning it on, so you're identifying. Are you not identifying that like stream as the one that you want to drink, but then it goes away. If you don't identify it, your das is on anything that comes, and then you press it.
That's what we're saying. What we're saying is a different type of kavana for Ima Samayan versus...
You have to make sure the water works.
And I'm saying why... But now I'm saying, based on what we just said, why is that different? Because it's the same... You take one apple in your hand,
yeah.
It's chal on that apple, the apple falls on the floor. Now you have to make a new bracha, even though it could have been chal on every single apple, you still have to make a new bracha.
Right.
With the Amas Amayim, now, based on what we're saying, it seems like it's the same thing. You turn the button on, the water's going, that's the water you identify, and now it's gone. And now there's new water that's coming.
Right, that's Tosa's point.
So why is that, but now I don't understand
Tosa's
answer. Why is that different?
Well, no, the Chachili is supposed to identify... The chachil is supposed to identify one item in which the bracha is chal.
So by water you can't do that?
By water you can only do it if you have a cup. Mm-hmm. If you have a cup, then you can identify.
But it's still better to turn on the water fountain first? I feel like based on what we're saying, it's more logical to not, because that water, like... Right.
It's not really the fun of it. It's not. Either way, it's not the fun of it. I'm making bracha on the water. Let's focus on the Tosfos saying that it has an amas hamayim, that means the water is flowing. The Tosfos says in a chanami that I have in mind the bracha that's coming down.
Right, but why can't you do that by? What are you saying? You can't do that by fruit, or you can't do that by whatever other food item.
You can do it, but not l'chadchila. Right, correct.
By water, you can do it l'chadchila.
Apparently, you don't have a choice. I'm talking that way.
Interesting.
In other words, the Chazal were not misakin that every time you have a drink, that you have to have a kos for the drink. They weren't misakin that. But it could be that Tosfos is pointing out the following: that that just like the Yerushalmi is pointing out that there. That the item in which you make a bracha achrayna can be identified independent of achila. In other words, the preda shel rimon, the preda, the independent grape, because it has an independent status within the bria. It is machayiv mi a bracha achrayna, independent of, I shouldn't say independent, but it's identified. It is not identified simply in terms of my hanor or my achila, my yishuv adas. It's not identified as what it's doing for me. Let's put it that way. Yerushalmi says, as Shayach to say, that Rabbi Yechanan made a bracha achrayna on this preda, and it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm getting, how much hanor I'm getting from it. It has to do with, because it represents a separate entity in the bria, because Baruch Hu created it this way. Right? In other words, that as we said last week, that according to the Yerushalmi, and Rav Ron pointed out, according to the second day of Tosfos in Bavli as well, that there could be a chashivus given to the item on which they're making a bracha outside of the sviya. According to the Bavli, it's an achila chashuva. Achila chashuva means, usually it means svi, and Chazal said it kazayas. But it's a mais achila in terms of my experience of eating. The Yerushalmi says it could be that it has chashivas independent of what it's doing for me. Maya no maisha vadas. It has independent chashivas, it's part of the bria. Now, I happen to be, so Chazal are only misakin and bracha when I have a certain hanna, a certain benefit from it. But the bracha, but the item from which I'm getting hanna is defined independent of my hanna. So what Tosfos is saying is that the Yerushalmi is recognizing the idea that there could be an item which is machayiv and bracha, right, independent of my hana. And the Yerushalmi says that nakuda is true for a bracha rishon as well. I'm holding the apple. The apple is my bracha is chal on this apple. In lamdisha terms, it means that the item on which I'm making a bracha, so that has that's identified as we call a chefetz shel mitzvah, is something which is eliciting a bracha. So when we will begin to develop this chiddush that we'll see in the Bavli many times, that the item on which you make a bracha that is an elevated status of a chefetz shel mitzvah, it's chiddush, and with many ramifications. Right, it's a chiddush. Normally we would say, it's not a chiddush, I'm going to get hanah. Because Baruch Chazal said, don't get hanah until you make a bracha. Because Baruch says, you got hanah, you got tzvi, you have to make a bracha. It's got to do with totally my experience. The apple doesn't become a chefetz shel mitzvah. But this din of Nafal Ter Musa tells you no. It does become a Chesed Shel Tosfot. Because the first termus is different than the second termus, different than the third termus. The second and third termus, it's Motzei to eat, but the first one had to become a Chesed Shel Tosfot my bracha. Where does this concept begin? So Yerushalmi says, this big Chiddush that we're just scratching the surface from, the din that b'gabei abrocha achrona, abrocha also can have a chesed shel mitzvah. And that's when you have a preder shel yimayin, a preder shel, because this birya has nothing to do with my hanoa, my yishev adas. It has to do with that this item has a certain position that I'm recognizing. Okay, so I just wanted to point that out, that l'chara the hemshech ha-toysus over here. That's why Tosfos wants to point out, v'oid yesh v'Yerushalmi. Okay, it's very, very late.
It's almost like
the beer we had before about recognizing.
The last part is